Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 15th day of March, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Your proper tip of the day, I haven't mentioned this for a while, but I want to encourage all of you to please consider getting your ham radio license. You no longer need to have the ability to do Morse code anymore for most of these licenses. It's a great way to gain knowledge, meet some interesting people, almost all of whom are interested in preparation, by the way, and of course then get the equipment. Don't get a handy talkie or what some people call a walkie talkie first. You need a mobile radio first. They have the power, they have the range to really reach out and talk to people at a distance. The handheld radios do not. So your proper tip of the day is to please consider getting your ham radio license and getting the equipment to go along with it, and you'll be very glad you did. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's a prolific author with, I believe, 10 books under his belt and more to come, I'm sure. And a weekly radio talk show host with not one, but 2 weekly radio shows. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Thank you. And great to be here today.
Well, it's good to have you, sir. There's more information coming out of the Antarctic. I'm sure you know who Cliff High is. I've been following Cliff's work for, I guess, 12, 14 years. And he's developed a network of people who just send him information unsolicited, including people who've recently been to the Antarctic. And apparently the melt going on in the one-third of the continent is revealing many dozens of man-made structures, including very large pyramids and other structures that were under the ice for so many centuries. And it's the Antarctic is kind of popping up in the news here and there with John Kerry, when he was Secretary of State, going there on Election Day, the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church going there, other officials, I believe Vladimir Putin's supposed to go there. What are your thoughts on the Antarctic, Jim?
Yeah, well, who was it called in a number of weeks ago? And that's exactly what I said. I said that they have discovered certainly remnants of ancient civilizations, probably animals like woolly mammoths, which were abundant at that time. And the whole issue is that Antarctica was a continent at temperate climates. So clearly Antarctica, with what they're finding, was not where it's where it is now. And so, you know, the whole narrative of the history we've been taught is totally, totally absurd. But right. Why this should be front page news with the first discovery, but they're obviously keeping a lid on this. And there's no question when you see the activity going on. I think Glenn called in and he said, could this mean they've discovered Planet X? And I said, no, because I remember it was around maybe January. I said, now is not the time that visible or infrared telescopes would be used there, because it's summertime. You know, you have 24-hour sun. And radio telescopes you can use from any place. You don't have to be at the South Pole. So this is not a extra planetary discovery of some kind. This is dealing with boots on the ground discovery. So absolutely, and so I could smell that like a dog smells a pheasant when you're hunting. You know, I could smell that 10 miles away. So obviously, and I would expect that it is extensive. Like I've been to digs in Mexico. Here we are, you know, in the modern world, and they're still uncovering major cities. And the one I was at, 1971, was right outside of Mexico City. Now I understand it's completely excavated, but they are. Excuse me, I had to cough there. I went offline, but yeah. No question they're discovering major archaeological and probably, like I say, animal remains, mastodons. And what does this mean? This means, once again, that Velikovsky is right 100% on, that my work is right 100% on, because what they're probably trying to do is create a narrative for this, something that they can pawn off on the public.
Well, these high-ranking officials going down there, such as the Secretary of State, the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church, possibly Vladimir Putin, don't know for sure, they're either going down there to be briefed or to see something of great importance. Wouldn't you say, Jim?
Well, the other thing is they don't want to let this out on the Internet. Anything on the Internet is subject to pilfering. So they want these people to go there and see it for themselves.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, that would certainly maintain privacy by having them go there in person as opposed to transmitting something over the Internet. Of course, they could always use couriers to transmit information, photographs and written material and written documents. Money means nothing to these people, and couriers could transport information to the Secretary of State, to the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church, to Moscow, and without any chance of Internet compromise. Whatever's going on down there is such great importance that these men need to go there and see it for themselves.
And well, and that's the other thing. Even a courier can have a problem, you know, for traveling or other, you know, compromised in some manner. So it's so important that they would not even allow a courier information to be transferred. That's the level it's at. So that's a good point.
Absolutely. Well, something I like to mention also is that there's hundreds of square miles, maybe thousands of square miles of the Antarctic blocked out on Google Earth, where you simply can't see what's on the surface of the Antarctic continent.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, clearly that's going on. And when these kind of things happen, we've seen it over and over, whether that was like a rancher out in American Southwest that just revealed there were caves there with ancient Indian remnants and seeds, etc., is immediately taken over. This is the highest level of secrecy in the New World Order, in the bankers, the Rothschilds, etc. The maintenance of false science, what I call bad science in astronomy or bad astronomy in science, pawned off on the public. It's been going on. It really took hold in 1991. It had been going on clearly for thousands of years. But the real lid on NASA and other types of science went on. And that's why universities today are just used as bastions of false information. And I was amazed when I was at Cornell that the students were getting a horrible, horrible education. And I made some critical analysis to some of the professors there, and boy, they didn't like that because they think they're at the pinnacle of everything, and they're not. They're really pawning off false information. And that's why when I had my run-in with the physics department, and they called me in and told me I could not talk to students about my work. They fired me, but they kept me on the staff teaching. This is a little twist to the story that a lot of people don't know. The next semester, I went and was rehired by the math department at Cornell, something they probably did not expect to happen. So I stayed there for quite a bit longer. But I did talk to students. I talked to professors. Everybody on campus knew me, and I was really critical, especially of the astronomy space science department, for putting out the basically false narrative. But most of these guys were extremely arrogant and really thought they knew what was going on, and they didn't know jack.
Right, right. They thought they were in the know. They thought they had the wisdom, and they were out of the loop, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Ivory Tower isn't even appropriate for those people, you know. But old ivy covering the walls blocked a lot more than just the walls of the building. But anyway, that's the topic that we're going to keep watching, but there's really no information coming out. And it's not a place that people can just kind of go to. It's very difficult to get to, access is limited, etc.
Absolutely. Okay, where do you want to go move on to from here, Jim?
Well, John, I emailed you about this, and there's two parts to this story. A guy named Neil Wolf is organizing a march, or a get-together, let's put it that way, on March 25th at Lafayette Park, right in front of the White House at 11 a.m. So that's a Saturday. So if anybody can get there, I would suggest that you go. They're already taking steps to prevent infiltrators. They know it's going to be infiltrated. But this is to promote awareness of pedophilia in Washington, D.C. Now, they're not holding it in Kansas City or L.A. or any other place. They're holding it in Washington, D.C. And the reason is because we want arrests in the pedophilia. There's tremendous amount of information. The Department of Justice under Obama was blocking this. Remember that the New York Police Department announced they had information based on Anthony Weiner's computer, which they confiscated. And it was over this texting a young girl. And they got the mother load of information, 650,000 emails that were from the State Department. Huma Abedin had been keeping her insurance policy on his computer, and they got it, and it led into the dark world of Pizzagate, the pizza parlors all around D.C. and New York and other places, which were the centers of really horrendous levels, not only pedophilia, but spirit worship, etc. And this was the Clintons, Tony Podesta and his brother linked them all, including Obama. And so the meeting that's going on, this is March 25th, Lafayette Park, 11 a.m., is to bring awareness to this issue. And part of this is that every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m., we're going to have a minute of silence, and we ask everybody to observe this. And it's in it's a moment of a minute of silence for the victims who have no voice.
Well, as I said in my response, Jim, I hope this becomes very well recognized and takes off, becomes popular, that people will actually participate and bring awareness to this issue. When I first heard about this whole matter, as it was originally called, Pizzagate, I was a bit skeptical, but there's more and more real evidence coming out, and I think this we may actually have the FBI and the Department of Justice involved in some serious investigations, don't you think?
There have been a lot of arrests, probably 1,000 arrests to date over the country and internationally in pedophilia rings, but they haven't hit the top dogs yet. The big, and this is deep into all of Washington, D.C., in the news media. And here's the other side of the story. CNN has created it's what they call Freedom Project. It's and they have a thing called My Freedom Day. But this is a cover story to make it look like the government's really going after pedophilia. And sure, they're using Interpol and computer resources to try and identify loose cannons out on the street, but they're not touching the big issue, which is the government. Pedophilia rings and spirit worship, Baal worship, which I've talked about on my radio shows, and that the Clintons were involved in the Bushes and the Podestas, etc., and this including Obama. So the rest, let me go back to the Reagan days. Remember Nancy Reagan, Just Say No to Drugs for Kids program?
Right.
That was a cover story. How could you say something bad about Nancy Reagan trying to stop kids from using drugs? Just say no.
Right,
but that
right.
was a cover story because under her husband's presidential watch, there were more drugs brought into this country than ever in the history of the country, with the Bush vice president, the Clintons in Mena, Arkansas, and heavy drugs. That's where crack cocaine came in. And more kids got damaged by drugs during the Just Say No campaign than ever in the history of this country. So that's what CNN is doing now with their Freedom Project, My Freedom Day, and all of that. It's a cover story to divert attention from the real story. And, of course, how could anybody say something bad about that? Well, of course, it's good that they're making awareness, but they're not making awareness in the correct direction. And it's a cover story for what CNN is desperately trying to keep from the public, and that is the whole issue of pedophilia. The Pizzagate thing has turned because originally there were about 10 pizza shops in Washington, D.C. that were part of the Pizzagate issue. All of those went away, and they're just concentrating on one, and that does not have a basement. So anyway, there's an issue with this. It's been diverted. Let's just say it's been subverted and diverted.
Well, considering people involved and the power they've got, I'm not surprised, Jim. But it looks like it's moving forward. And, of course, I've been involved in criminal investigations for 44 years. Smart prosecutors will know how to get to the work their way to the top by offering deals to the lower level people to get them to turn over and give information on the higher level people. That's how this works, and how it should work, I should say. And hopefully it will work out that way. Okay, well, we got a break coming up here. When we get back from the break, Jim, I want you to tell us about your radio shows and your archives, how people can listen and so forth. That would be a good update for everybody. And if you know what tomorrow's topics are going to be, maybe you could give us an update on that also.
Very good.
There's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch. And many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Wednesday, the 15th of March, the Ides of March, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got two radio shows a week. Tell us about them, how people can listen in the archives, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, James McKinney, Science Hour at the Crossroads from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And it re-airs Friday night at 10 p.m. Saturday morning, 3 a.m. from WTWW. And all the archives and the different ways to listen are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then my paid cast, which costs $3.95 a month, is a weekly, also released on my webpage, and is a subscription, a weekly edition. And I have a deep dive into esoteric topics of dealing with science. This week's paid cast deals with my ongoing series, Cosmos, The Real Story. So what I do is I use the Carl Sagan Cosmos series as talking points and break down what Carl was trying to pawn off on us and then talk about real science. So that's this week's topic. Last week's topic, I talked about Tesla and Einstein and where they left off and where my work takes off from what they had done. So that was a very important show for me anyway, to bridge the gap between Tesla and Einstein's work and my work in space science and in electrical conditions in the atmosphere, etc.
All right. Well, it sounds like, as always, interesting, informative information on your two radio shows. Well, the wing generator, Jim. What's the status of that? What do people have to do to get their hands on one?
Well, that's coming very soon. I'm just getting some technical things together so that can happen. And I'll tell you, I'm very, very happy with what's going on. But when the release comes out, or releases, I should say, everybody will have the news on exactly what to do.
Okay. All right. And when that news comes out, this will give people the information they need to purchase one and have it delivered to their home?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
If they're, you know, of course, they need to understand the issues with wind. You need a good run of wind, and it depends on the wind. We don't sell wind. We were joking
obviously.
About that the other day.
Obviously.
But given good wind conditions, yeah.
Well, there's parts of this country, I know in northern Missouri, in what might be called the Plains area, the wind is almost nonstop. It's just, I guess people get used to it, but it is almost nonstop in some certain parts of the country. That would great benefit.
Yeah, the biggest thing right now is that the world is ready for this. And in retrospect, I'll just make a comment kind of that people will begin to understand this a little better. In retrospect, the world was not ready for the wing generator even a year or two ago. And now conditions are different. Let's just put it that way. And that'll become obvious in the future.
Okay, well, that's good, and we're all, you know, I've been getting emails and phone calls for more than a year, Jim, about the wing generator, it certainly has potential to change a lot in society in very positive ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the other comment is it works much better than what I ever imagined, which is when they, for example, built the first atomic bombs. They made calculations, they had estimates and things like that, but until you actually get real information on the boots on the ground type of information, you really don't know. And it's all I'll tell you is that it's better than what I ever imagined, and that's only bodes well for the world.
It does. It does, absolutely. We got the bottom of the hour break here in a moment. If you've got a question or comment for Professor McKinney, you're welcome to give us a call at 800-313-9443. Jim, do you know what topics you might be covering tomorrow on your two radio shows?
Helps. It sounds like the music will be.
We got music.
Talk about
Stay
that
tuned.
When we'll
back. Be after the break.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We got something interesting, a new video posted at my website. Let's see if we can see this here, scrolling down. It has to do with Islam. There's one really funny one there about the real housewives of Islam. This other one looks like it's not quite posted yet, but we do have something new about Senator John McCain and the Vietnam vets and the POWs. I think it's very important that people understand the true nature of Senator John McCain. Of course, also on my website, you'll find the Energy Cleaner for Sale, a marvelous healing device. If you have arthritis pain, if you've got low back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, most likely the energy clearing will help. If it doesn't, there's about a 3 to 5% chance that it won't. I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. The second hour last week, last Thursday, the second hour, that would have been last Thursday would have been, what, the 9th, I believe? Yes. Steve Whitman gave his testimony. It's awe-inspiring. Everything had to be perfect for this man to live through what he lived through, and he gives the energy cleaner credit for saving his life. It's a very, very special story. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I'm shipping two mattress pads today and one energy cleaner today. I just shipped one day before yesterday to Australia, by the way. You can send a check to my address at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you're going to tell us about your topics for tomorrow evening's radio shows.
Yes, John, I'm going to go into a lot of the developments that I have personally in dealing with energy and water and, projects that I have that are dealing with the betterment of the human race. And so it's quite extensive and includes a list of things that everybody should be doing. I'll also be talking about what's called installed base, this fictitious concept regarding wind generators that are out there basically doing nothing, and the tremendous push to increase that installed base because of tax incentives that are going away this year. So I'll be covering that story. And then we have so many ridiculous stories coming out of NASA that I just can't even keep up with it all. And I was going to have a separate, I actually do have a separate webpage which slams this, but it's gotten so out of control that you just can make a blanket statement that NASA is just creating phony science and phony science stories about space travel, if it's about science, whatever it is, it's just gotten beyond ridiculous.
Well, good. It'll be an interesting show, and I want to encourage everybody to tune in and listen to both those shows. Okay, where do you want to go from here, Jim?
Well, John, I want to go back to this pedophilia issue, and this has been so pervasive for so long, and in major institutions, we see it in the Catholic Church, we see it in other religions as part of the religion. And there was a professor in England who tried to get an effort going to make it legalized. But, you know, so there's a war going on here, and there's an information war going on with the media out of Washington and New York trying to cover this up. And I think it's really, it's a topic that a lot of people don't like to talk about. Let me be honest, talking about this does not do anything for me or my webpage. A lot of people try and shy away from such topics because they don't want to talk about it. But the victims in this are real. They come from families from all over the world. They don't know they're victims until they're into a situation that they can't get out of, and a lot of them don't make it out. So this is a horrific situation, and what we want to do is we're at a point now where we can break this and get into the core groups of people that are doing this. And especially what a lot of people don't realize, that when you get up into government or into the news media in Washington, New York, etc., it's Donald Trump made a statement, and it's very telling. He said, "I never imagined it was this bad." That was Trump's statement. And So anyway, John, do you have any comments on this? But I just want people to really, really become aware of this and really become aware that it's been held from public view very well for a long time in the very high levels of government.
Well, Jim, they use the pedophilia thing to control people. That's what it's all about, is control. With all the changes in our culture and our society, the two things that are still horrendous in the minds of almost all Americans are cannibalism and pedophilia. Anybody who is involved in those things with any kind of evidence backing it up, their life is over. As far as any kind of public life, any kind of employment that involves trust and so forth, they're finished. So once the powers that be have video evidence of these men and women involved in pedophilia, they control them for life. And that's what this is all about, is control, isn't it, Jim?
Absolutely. The other thing, and there are studies now that are coming out, more and more data is being derived from people, but a lot of these people were affected when they were little. They had somebody in the family or some whatever. And so this is generational. This is something, so you have to break the generational gap to really put an end to this. And it goes a lot deeper than this, because there are satanic organizations. And, you know, people would be very surprised to find out who they worship in politics or whatever that are deeply involved in this. Because those people, if they put on a shiny suit or a pantsuit and they talk the talk, that's what they are. They're professional liars. And they cover it up and they make everything sound just swell. So the people are really fooled. People have been very much fooled. But it's the thing that's going to shock most people is the pervasiveness, the all-inclusive, almost all-inclusive in Washington, D.C. And the level of ethical corruption at those levels of politics and worldwide news reporting, in the security agencies, what we consider like the CIA. And by the way, the CIA, they keep calling it a rogue agency. It's not a rogue agency. It's the police force of the World Bank. And you see what everything they're doing. There was a guy who was a CIA agent on the Janine show, Janine Pirro. And he said exactly what I'd been saying for years. The CIA has corrupted elections in hundreds and hundreds of countries. They do it all the time. This is common practice. They tried to usurp the United States election, and they failed. They were helping Hillary Clinton behind the scenes. Homeland Security was hacking into servers in the elections, like in Georgia, five other states. So these security agencies are highly involved in espionage in our own country. And part of that, a lot of it comes back to this issue of pedophilia. It's like a nuclear reactor where you have all of these extraneous pipes and hardware and control and et cetera. But the real core, down where the nuclear part is pedophilia. And this is something people have to really start to understand and talk about. And that's what the minute of silence every Wednesday morning is about. So people start to realize there are people out there, victims, kids who are kidnapped and swept into this. There's a kid when I was in Minnesota, Jacob Wetterling. His mom became a senator to try and dig into this. And it's so deep that even she, her son disappeared, never was seen again, was kidnapped off the street in a small northern Minnesota town, never to be seen again. This happens all the time.
Unfortunately, it does. Unfortunately, it does. It became a matter of national attention when we started seeing these photographs of abducted children appear on the milk cartons years ago. Well, this needs to be a first and foremost in people's minds, I believe, in terms of public awareness. And let's do hope and pray that this can move forward with successful arrest and prosecutions, Jim, and bring down this horrendous thing that's been going on for so many decades.
Yeah, and it's international in scope. And a lot of these war-torn countries are places like Haiti. The kids are brutalized in these countries, and this is all mostly what's going on in the world. The abject poverty and the wars and the conflicts are created by, unfortunately, the United States and the CIA. And the one of the offshoots of this is the taking advantage of kids in these pedophilia rings.
That's right. Well, okay. Have we covered that topic sufficiently, Jim?
Well, I hope so. I just want people to, and like I say, I don't gain anything by talking about this. In fact, a lot of people will turn away from listening to me because it's a topic they're not comfortable with. But when you see what's going on with the victims, they don't have a voice.
No, they don't.
And it could be your kid out there, you know, your grandchild. It could be, your somebody from your family or a person you know down the street.
I got a quick story for you. I was at a post office recently, and I know as I was walking in, this is a country post office, miles from any city, many miles. I saw a car in the parking lot with about a 3 or 4 year old girl in the car by herself, windows rolled down, and she was playing with the steering wheel. And I walked inside the post office. There was very few people, and I instantly recognized the young woman who was probably the mother, probably mid-20s. So she finished her transaction, and I introduced myself, and I said, I have a question for you. I said, would you leave several $100 bills on the dashboard of your automobile in plain sight and walk away from it? And she said, well, of course not. Then I said, well, tell me this. What's more important, your daughter or those $100 bills? And she looked at me, and she got real quiet, and she realized exactly what I was talking about. And then she went back to her car, to her child. So people take the security of their children way too loose, I believe, and not serious enough, Jim. Who would leave a stack of $100 bills on the picnic bench in their backyard unattended? They do that with children all the time. They do that with their children all the time, though, don't they?
Yeah. Yep. And that happens. There are story after story after story, and people don't realize till it's too late. So it's that 1 second of being busy doing something else or whatever. And then those kids depend on their parents to take care of them.
Well, and this is a message for all you parents and grandparents out there. If you would not leave a stack of $100 bills unattended on the picnic bench in your backyard, why in the world would you leave your child unattended out there for even a moment? Okay, we got a caller here, Jim. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Jim, I'm glad you're bringing this up because this is really important. I understand that Jim Rothstein now lives in Minnesota. Have you ever got the chance to talk to him personally?
No. I personally am not in Minnesota. It was a long time ago. But I don't know him. What's explain?
He used to be in charge in the New York City Police Department of investigating this type of thing.
Oh.
And he has, and he's in fact, John, you ought to get him on since you would, having a background in this. You could, the shows I've heard him on, you could really.
Does he have a website, Sherry?
I don't think so.
Well, send me an email, Sherry, with everything. Send me an email with everything you know about him and his contact information, if you could.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'll see if I can find that out. but I'm glad you're bringing this out, because this is why we don't get anything done in Congress, because so many of these people are compromised.
That's right. And,
you know,
that
anyway.
They own these people, or that's why wars occur. I mean, there's so much. And like I say, this is the core of the reactor. This is the core of the evil in our government. And if Hillary Clinton would have been elected, it would have gone downhill from where it is now. So that's all I can tell you. I mean, these people are, essentially evil to the core. And a lot of other things go along with it. So anybody that can laugh at it, what they did in Libya, and think it's like a joke, is bizarre. I don't even think there's a word that exists that can really describe it.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up, and I really do appreciate it.
Okay.
That's all I
have. Yeah. Thank you, thanks. Sherry. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current State Director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means. David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means. David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We'll be right back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of March, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. We are last caller on hold here. We got Phil in Ohio. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, man. I just wanted to make a comment about what you said about people leaving their little girl in the car and so forth. I think most of it is people just don't want to believe that there's anything bad can happen in their town. When they send their young girl to the college and so forth, they just don't want to believe that that college, you know, their girl could be kidnapped or raped or whatever. They just don't want to believe that in their lives that kind of stuff can happen to them. That's just my opinion.
Right. People don't want to believe those things. That's true. And we live our lives in these little bubbles that exclude bad news, don't we?
Correct.
There's the, like I say, there's story upon story of people, or you know, somebody takes the kids off to do something, and they're all playing, and you know, or something, or you know, one doesn't come back, or the girl in Aruba, you know, the stories are all over. But it's the numbers are horrendous when you see. They were talking about the numbers in Virginia, the number of abducted kids, and it's incredible. I mean, these are statistics. These are real numbers, and these are not, John, you were saying about kids on the milk bottles, you know, with their label, and I always used to think they should have a type A and a type B, where the type A are known to be with a parent. Okay, that's a family feud. Then there's the other type, the type A, that's been really kidnapped
by a stranger, and that's a different
ball of wax, you know, where they, but anyway, neither one is good, but the other one, the one where it's a stranger abduction, chances are you're never going to see that kid again, you know, and think about that, and, you know, tell kids that when they're traveling, et cetera, they have to be careful.
Yes, they do. Extremely careful every moment. Not let anything get past them. Well, Jim, we're down about the last 60 seconds here. What do you want to get out to these folks this week before we're done?
Well, John, I've got a sale on water filters on my webpage. Just people go there if you're interested. And so that's one issue. Also, my radio shows, everything is on the webpage, jmccsci.com. And working hard every week to bring a lot of these issues to fruition. That's what my show will be about tomorrow night also, about a lot of the projects that are going on and positive things that people can do themselves. Everybody can do.
Absolutely. Well, that's great, and I hope people will pay attention. Jim, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Okay. All right. Top of the hour break. We'll have open lines after the top of the hour break, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Quick reminder, get those postcards mailed in for the $70 discount on Energy Cleaner. We've got a drawing tomorrow. Be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.